Club Fitness.
2-for-1 enrollment or 50% off individual enrollment. Join by February 16th. Some restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the Morning After heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals Spring Training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Pump Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glen Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
With only three home games left, you don't want to miss the action at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, February 10th, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against LaSalle at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus LaSalle, Saturday, February 10th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets now at SLUBillikens.com.
Fresh thinking from Schnucks. One of our teammates, Sherry, has decorated over 1,000 freshly baked cakes for birthdays, graduations, and other special occasions. It is said that she can pipe roses in her sleep, but we think working 8 hours a day is enough. Order ahead or pick up a fresh cake at Schnucks Bakery. And don't forget our freshly baked cookies. This week, get a package of 12 cookies for just $3.99 or less. Schnucks, fresh every day.
Hollywood Casino. Come play, where the rewards and thrills never end. Catch the big game with a cold beer from 99 Hops House. It's your play call with 99 different beers to choose from and great food to fuel your fun. Enjoy live sports entertainment where you're always on the winning team. Hollywood Casino St. Louis. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
I know a lot about Sharp City.
And it's great.
Whether you're looking to fillet up a Dover sole or slice into your favorite cattleman's cut, the folks over at Bertarelli Cutlery know all the ins and outs about how to get your kitchen knives as sharp as the Dickens. Family owned and operated for over 50 years, Bertarelli Cutlery offers St. Louis's finest knife sharpening services, as well as having all the gadgets and gizmos for your kitchen needs. So head on down to Bertarelli Cutlery on the Hill, visit them on Facebook or online at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Hang out with 590 The Fan at Mardi Gras this year at the 1860s Mardi Gras Party Tent on February 10th for only $75.
That's $10 off regular price.
You get access to the best tent in Soulard. Your ticket includes 11 to 6 access to the heated tent, access to 1860 Saloon, an open bar with premium drinks, AB beers, and the 1860s Cajun Buffet. All of this located in the heart of Soulard at the corner of 9th and Geyer. Purchase your tickets on 590thefan.com or search 590 on Eventbrite.
Far away from this life that you're living, you'll find a whole new beginning. Rediscover your family, show them you care for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly and Eureka rents motorhomes and travel trailers. Now is the time to plan your vacation. We order our rentals equipped just like we sell them, not stripped-down models. We've maintained them in excellent condition so we can sell them at the end of the year. For more information, go to ByerlyRV.com or call 636-938-2018 and ask for Warren or Tanya and schedule the vacation of a lifetime.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44, Eureka, Missouri.
SSM Health welcomes the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last, presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com. Grizz fans, show your grit and be there as Mark Gasol and your Memphis Grizzlies take on Rudy Gobert and the Utah Jazz tonight, February 7th at 7 p.m. For great tickets, call 901-888-HOOP or shopgrizzlies.com today.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all.
That music, of course, means that we are being joined by not only St. Louis's favorite Chevy dealer. I'll just go ahead and say I can't really back it up with any stats. The greatest Chevrolet dealer in the United States, John Long.
Good.
How are you? How you doing?
Fantastic. And how are you?
Day six of the cold from hell that won't let go. But here's what I'd like to do, and I hope you'll join us in this. Yeah, day six. Yeah, day six. Here's what we're doing, and I want you to finish it out with us. We are taking a test. These are questions, 20 questions. We're halfway through. We got 10 questions to go, and we're making group decisions about the answers. These are fifth grade tests taken from an actual guidebook for teachers. These are fifth grade questions. And I said earlier, I don't know if you were able to listen, I took the test with 20 different questions because it changes each time. I only got 75. That was my grade. These are fifth grade questions. So if you'd like, it's kind of fun. Would you like to finish out the other 10 questions with us? And we make a group decision about the answer. You want to do that?
So we're working on this as a group.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
But you've already taken the test.
No. Not this one. No, I took a different set of 20. I don't know the answers until we all decide. And then I click on the answer and it'll tell us if we're right or not.
Okay, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay, here we go. All right, question number 11 of 20. How many continents are there? 50, 243, 209, or 7?
7.
7.
7.
I think that's easy. I'm going to click 7. Bingo. Correct.
Well done.
Question 12 of the 20. Oh, brother. There are three rock classifications. Here are the three: igneous, sedimentary, and which one of these is the third classification for rocks?
Magma.
Precious, volcanic, oceanic, or metamorphic?
Metamorphic.
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 I was going to say.
Wow,
precious.
John and Limey.
I'm pretty
jumped
sure it's
right
metamorphic.
They jumped in. I was going to say precious.
I was going to say volcanic.
All right, I'm going to click it right now. Boy, it is metamorphic.
Yes,
what? It is metamorphic
because metamorphic contains volcanic. That's how I knew that.
Yeah,
wow, you way know. To go.
There's.
All right, now no. This is. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, this is fun.
Okay. This is the honor system, so we're going to assume, John, you don't use a calculator, don't touch a pen or pencil. These guys can't either. Each side of a square is 63 inches. How far around is the square? What's the total of all four sides? 63. Is it 232, 252, 222, or 242, and you have to do it in your head, so it's roughly 63 times 4.
252.
Here we go. Click. It is correct. It is 252,
yes.
And no one cheated. All right. No. How do you measure air pressure? Again, these are fifth grade questions. Okay. How do you measure air pressure? With an e-meter, an anemometer, a thermometer, or a barometer?
Ooh, barometer.
Anybody else? Anybody else have a different answer? E-meter.
I measure it like this.
You know what? Hold on. See, Dan had to hit the fart app. Air pressure. E-meter, anemometer, thermometer, or barometer?
What did you say, Lyman?
I'll say barometer.
I'm going to go barometer.
All right, we're going barometer. John, you agree? All right, click on barometer. And yes, that is the correct answer. Wow, this. All right, this is 15 of the 20. Here we go. Lines that are parallel, pick one of these. Never touch, zigzag, eventually will cross, or will always cross.
Never touch.
Never touch.
I think that's an easy one. Click. Yes, it is. Never touch.
Well done, us.
16 of 20. Which essential again, for those who are just joining us, participating in the fifth grade test, Dan Strauss, Limey Phillips, Tim Woodburn, and John Londoff, and me. Which essential element do trees provide? Oxygen, nitrogen, carbon dioxide, or hydrogen?
Oxygen.
Oxygen.
Everybody agree?
We'll see.
All right, we click on oxygen. Yes, it is oxygen. All right, so far so good. We have four to go. Who surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox?
I'm out.
Jefferson. What?
Sorry, I said I'm out. It's a multiple choice. Okay, apologies.
Who surrendered to Grant? Was it Jefferson Davis, Adolf Hitler, Stonewall Jackson, or Robert E. Lee?
I do know that. Well, I think I know this one. Okay. I'm going to go with Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee, I think. Yeah,
I'll go with Robert E. Lee, too.
All right, here we go. Click. That is correct. We are at least only three left. What is the fastest animal on land? Is it a cheetah, a gazelle, a brown hare, or a wildebeest?
Ooh.
The cheetah always gets the gazelle in those eat shows.
Sometimes it gets away.
Yeah, but
we're going with cheetah.
No, cheetah.
Cheetah is correct. Miney, you are about to object, and you would be wrong. Cheetah,
I would have been an idiot.
Two more questions.
I was going to go with gazelle because I know I've seen quite a few videos of a gazelle getting away, but I guess that was just the one in a million. Those are just the
lucky
ones.
I'm with Tim.
That's the videos Brady's I've wife, seen. Gazelle bunching.
All right, hang on. Let's listen to everybody laugh at that.
No, it's not funny.
Thank you, John.
You laugh at something that's not funny. This is a funny program.
Thank you, John. Thank you for speaking for all of us.
Yes, John.
Dan, don't you need to go to the bathroom?
See, you know why? Dan's actually the smartest person in this contest because fifth grade was three of the best years of his life.
Oh, that's a great old joke. I love that joke.
Oh, man.
That joke has been around since high school. It's still funny.
But only Dan would laugh at that. You know, some guys would say, hey, Tim, how about we meet in the parking lot after the show?
No. Oh, yeah, not Dan. You insult Dan, he bursts out laughing. No. All right, two to go. Here we go. Which of these sets of two words... Which two words are antonyms? Funny and happy, shy and quiet, sail, S-A-I-L, and sail, S-A-L-E, or quiet and loud? I'll do it again. Which are antonyms?
Quiet,
funny,
loud.
And happy, what?
Quiet and loud.
Wow.
Everybody agree?
I'll go with that because I'm not sure.
I don't know what an antonym is.
It's opposite.
Well, a lot of people don't.
Quiet and loud. I'll go with that.
John, it's funny and happy, shy and quiet, sail or sail, quiet and loud.
I will say also quiet and loud.
All right, let's go with quiet and loud. Click, and it is correct, quiet and loud. Only one left, and this is way too easy. When was the Declaration of Independence signed? 1812, 1776, 1777, or 1774?
Let's see, I just watched The Treasure Dan, movie.
Don't try to make this funny.
What you call it the other day?
What year? Pick a year. Which
76.
One?
76.
76. I think we all agree. Yep. Boom. Correct. And now I'm waiting for our score, our final score of 20. Of course, this is cumulative. This is the average of all of us, not any one individual, but this is not bad. 90%. Yeah. Where I, by myself, got a 75. On the other test I took. I love this kind of stuff because you forget how much you forgot. I mean, we learned a lot of stuff in school and forgot 90% of it.
I'll tell you a worse one, Frank. When I lost my driver's license a few years ago, I had to actually go take the written test again. And I'm 48 years old, right?
Boy.
And I've been driving for, 30 years. I lost my driver's license for a bit. I went to go take the written test back at the Missouri Highway Patrol. You can only miss 5 out of 25. Mm-hmm. And I passed by the hair of my chinny chin chin. If I'd have got one more wrong, they would have failed me.
Well, what would you have done then?
They let you take it again a second time on the same day. And then if you failed the written test a second time, you have to come back a different day. They won't let you take the driving test until you pass the written test.
I didn't know they let you take the written the same day again.
Yeah, you got two times.
Twice in a day. They're asking me questions that, how long does a pole have to be off the back of a truck before you put a red flag on it? Well, I don't drive a truck. Why would I know that? It's like, it's just silly stuff like that, So
when we got married for only 10 months, we left the St. Louis area. We lived in South Carolina for 10 months. And I'll never forget this. We had to take, like Tim said, we had to go down and take the South Carolina written test. And My wife failed it, and she came out of there crying. I mean, you'd have thought that she'd just been rejected by every college, and she was sobbing. I can't believe how stupid I am. Yeah. Kids come in here and pass it. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness, she was so upset. She went back again and passed it, but she was really upset about that. And if I took the written today, I'd probably fail it. There's a lot of stuff we forget. So for everybody who has a driver's license, John, where should they go get a car?
Well, let's think.
Segway.
I think we know the answer to that. I think the answer.
Johnny Law Chevrolet.
Oh, that makes it easy.
That makes it great.
That makes it easy.
Johnny Law Chevrolet.
We should put together a multiple choice set of questions just about Johnny Longo Chevrolet, just to see if people are paying attention. I will never be able to talk over that.
Hey, we could do something like that with all of our clients. We could get some questions with all of the clients.
Yeah. Name of the receptionist at Johnny Londoff? Is it Becky? Is it Susie? Is it Debbie? Is it Mary? And they have to pick one. Mm-hmm. But then we got to come up with a prize.
We know.
She worked for you.
And Londoff doesn't make you take a driving test before you buy a car out there. He doesn't care how you drive. They'll sell them to you.
We want to make sure you're a safe driver because you never know when you might run into somebody on the highway.
That's true. That's true.
And that actually, Tim actually brings up a good question, though. Have you ever had anybody come in to buy a car who didn't have a driver's license? You could do that. There's no law that says you can't buy a car if you don't have a license.
If you're coming in to pay cash, it's not even a requirement. I don't think that we check for a driver's license. I could be wrong, but if you're financing,
you have to.
You have to have a driver's license because you have to have full coverage insurance.
Yeah, but if you pay cash, like you said. Driving. Yeah, but if you're paying cash, there is no law that says you can't buy. You can't drive it out of there. You'd be breaking the law, but you can buy the car.
If you're paying cash, sure.
Yeah.
So how many times are you driving, every morning, and you're seeing these 5 and 6 and 7 car, accidents? There was one this morning on westbound 4064, and I mean the back end of this import was just trashed. I'll just say if it was a Chevy, it wouldn't have been, but it was the back end of this Toyota. It looked like a Mack truck hit it, and it was a four door sedan of some sort. Just strength of steel hitting weak steel. But yeah, and I will tell you, I think so many accidents today are people texting or emailing, not paying attention.
I agree.
Something has to be done. I mean, it's just, I just put it down. I'll even just put it in the console of my beautiful Johnny Londo 2018 Tahoe. Yes, my vehicle of choice. I love it. But did I tell you that we're taking $12,000 off Chevy Suburbans right now?
No, you didn't.
Wow.
Can I tell you this? Huh? Ask me. What?
What?
$5,500 off 2018 Equinox.
Wow. Really?
I believe we decided years ago the plural of Equinox would be Equinoxen, like ox and oxen. So no, you'd have wrong. Like...
There's no Equinoxen. It's Equinox.
But what's the plural? We have 700 Equinox. Equinoxes.
If you have somebody that comes in and they buy two or three cars, two or three Equinox.
What would you say, John? They bought three what?
Equinox. SUVs, number one.
I'm going to have to challenge that.
Could you not say we have many Equinox? Nope, I realized that as soon as I said
don't
it.
Don't put the British twist to it.
Sorry.
Equinox.
Realized.
Change the pronunciation.
After a while, I think it's old, the accent.
What do you mean the accent gets old after a while?
It's like Storesville. All right, come on.
Wow, that's the worst. That's the meanest thing you've ever said to anybody on the show.
Sit here and shut up.
Holy cow! There goes that Camaro sale.
Well, I mean, you know, I'll be 90 by the time he comes and buys one, okay? I turn 60 in September.
It's happening, all right? It's happening, I promise.
It's the speed, you know, I mean, glaciers move faster.
I think you just pushed the sail back with that insult about his accent.
Maybe sometimes it works, you know? Maybe it works. Funny how you feeling about that Camaro, because we're running out of them, buddy. $6,000 off Camaro convertibles in stock. Coupes, $7,000 off Camaro convertibles. We have seven. We had 30 plus. I don't know, Kevin Shaughnessy here. God bless him. He's been with me a long time, but what's kept me from wrapping my hands around his throat, ordering all these convertibles. But really, sometimes GM, you're a big dealer, and they're like, hey, you got to take 10 Camaro convertibles, and you can't say no. So, you know, over 700 new cars and new trucks in stock, and over 200 pre-owned vehicles here at Johnny Lawn Dove Chevrolet in Limey. I was just trying to be funny.
Of course, sir. No offense taken.
But, you know,
and even if you were offended, you can't say it because he's an advertiser.
How about we talk about the guy that owns the station?
Yeah,
you know, right. The Raging Cajun, you know, Randy Murphy. He's from Louisiana. Then he went, and I guess he grew up in Texas.
Uh huh.
That sounds nothing like him. Oh, you know what you said?
Frank, he talks like that, Frank.
Well, he does. He does. You know when you said you're running out of Equinoxin? We're running out of time. Why don't you give that phone number?
314-837-1800. 314-837-1800.
Oh, Nelly.
314-837-1800, 24/7, 365
at londuff.com. We got it. Thanks for helping us with our fifth grade test. We will send you a bunch of business, okay?
Thank you.
Bye
now.
Bye, Charlie.
Let me say ta-ta.
Ta-ta now.
Oh, boy. All right, goodbye.
I got to go buy a car seat and like
he
soon,
was mean to you. That was mean. I'm getting tired of that accent. Woo. That was brutal. I believe. Let me do this. I'm going to give the phone numbers. I see. Thank goodness people are starting to call. They learned the lesson last week, but we still have a couple of lines open. So here we go, and then we'll hit the theme music. 314. This is for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. Free advice, free answers to your pet questions. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Hit that theme music if you would, please. Thank you. It is time for you to get your pet questions answered by Dr. Doug Pernikoff of the Clarkson. He's not of the Clarkson. He is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. He and his great associates there. Brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States of America for several good reasons. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Once again, you need to call now, or we're gonna end this segment with a call or two like we did last week to teach you a lesson. And of course, when we did, all the calls came in. 314-821-0590 or 855-282-TALK. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Doug Pernikoff. We are fantastic, doctor. It's a great day. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
sounds like he means it too when he says
it.
How are you? Good. Good. Just on the tail end of a cold, and I'm the worst patient. No, don't be sorry. I'm the worst patient. Everybody gets a cold. I'm just the worst patient ever, and a complainer because I get a cold like every 3 or 4 years, so when I get it, it just...
I'm the same way. I just don't get sick very often, what I do.
I don't either. I don't even have a family doctor. You fill out these things, who's your family physician? I don't have one.
Well, if you can bark.
I got other doctors for bad stuff, you know, specialists, but I don't have that.
Right.
All right, here we go. Let's. Hope's been waiting a long, long time. Hope, say hello to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Hope. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just fine, thank you. And good. Thanks to your office, my cat is now doing fine.
Oh, great. Wonderful.
We had to make an emergency visit to your office last Friday because he was having some urinary issues.
Uh-huh.
They have us back on track again. But in doing some research, now he's got a history of crystals in his urine.
Yes.
And I see that there are some supplement type of items out there that will help acidify his urine. How do you feel about those things?
You know, I don't know which products you're talking about, but people have made suggestions of adding, you know, like cranberry juice or something like that. Typically, we don't push those things, but you're right. They do create crystals, and the other problem is when they get neutered, they lose their interest in spraying. So all those crystals kind of concentrate. I think that was Mother Nature's way of protecting him from getting obstructed, because that, you know, is a life-threatening concern. So, you know, theoretically, that can be helpful. Some of the bladder infections and material in there can be not acidic, but basic, too. So you really need to have your vet check the pH, and if it's us, then we'll check it, or I can look on the records, and make sure you're eating the right foods. The best thing to do is to get on one of the supplement feedings. That's good for bladders and kidneys and stuff.
And what kind of feeding would that be? I switched when he was first diagnosed with this a couple of years ago. I switched him over to a raw diet.
There's prescription diets designed just for this problem. One is SO, and I think that's probably the one we use most oftenly. CD
is that two letters? SO.
SO. Yeah.
What does that stand for?
What does SO stand for? Struvite, something or other. Huh? Yeah, oxalate, struvite and oxalate.
That's what I thought, yeah.
But that's a good one. The CD is by Hills. That's a good one, too, but it's a little bit fattening, so it's harder on them. So I would say talk to us or whomever, and we'll get you on that diet. We usually do after an episode with the infection, so, or whatever else you're going with. Okay.
Well, the only reason I landed in your office was that my vet was out of town, and I had to come see you once before with a different animal because my vet was out of town.
So what does that tell you?
Maybe I should just start coming over there to you.
Well, we'd hope so, but I'm available 24/7, and we always are there to connect and represent our
Hope, service. I don't know what kind of phone you're on, but you sound like you're in the studio. This is like the greatest connection we've ever had. Plus, you have a really good voice.
Well,
did you look
around?
I'm talking to Hope.
Oh, Hope.
She has a great voice, and for whatever reason, this is the cleanest phone signal.
It's a Uniden cordless phone. Well, and I've had this thing for many years.
Can I get credit for any of that, Frank?
No, you don't. Okay. Hope, thank you for listening, and thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
And thanks for laughing at me when I said that stupid thing a while ago. Thanks for that, too. All right, there goes Hope. And let me give the numbers, and then we'll get to Marcia. 314-821-0590. Or 855-282-TALK. Marcia, say hi to Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Marcia. How are you?
Good. I just wondered what the protocol is with dog bites. I had the occasion this weekend to get bit by a pit bull.
Okay.
It was a relative's dog, and the dog has never had shots, very aggressive. He should have been neutered a long time ago. I had to go to the emergency room, and now my relative is afraid they're going to take the dog for 10 days or whatever. And she took it to the vet the next day. They won't give him shots for the 10-day period, and it's reported to the state, but so far we've heard nothing. Is that the truth that they
Yeah, it
take
has
the
to
dog?
Be reported, especially an animal that's not vaccinated, they typically get a ticket for that, and they also get a penalty fee for not having the animal vaccinated. The neutering is just good practice. How old is this dog that bit you?
He's, I think, a year and a half old.
Okay, so, I mean, he's still young, but he ought to get done, and he ought to get all his vaccines up to date. They have to be responsible to pet ownership, otherwise they really shouldn't have the animal, because now these situations like this, you're at risk, and you're right. You have to isolate the animal for 10 days. Usually we do it here at our veterinary clinic, so your vet may do it, and if they don't pass away in 10 days, you're okay.
Oh, God.
Marcia, where did the dog... Where did the dog bite you, can I ask?
Well, you know, very luckily, it was on my right forearm because he went for my face. I put my arm up in front of my face.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, he would have got me dead square in the face.
Yeah, that's
where I thought my arm was broken because of the powerful jaws. Not only am I punctures and bleeding and swelling and whatever, I thought he crushed my arm. So
the problem is that pet ownership like that makes it bad for everybody else. Like, I think pit bulls are great dogs, but this kind of story is the kind of story that makes people, you know, communities want to keep them illegal to be kept in their area and all the other bad stuff. So I don't know who these relatives are, but you really ought to get them.
Marcia, I just quickly went online and I just Googled pit bull bites on the forearm, and you're probably going to have your arm amputated.
You know what? It's not like he did it for me.
Thank goodness he didn't get your face. Can you imagine a dog like that biting your face? Holy cow. Marcia, thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
First thing my husband says, did you scream? And I said, well, I didn't want to scare the dog, you know, and for him to bite me more. So, no, I didn't.
Yeah, well, good for you. And we're glad he didn't get your face. Thanks for calling. And thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Okay. Craig is next. Craig, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Craig. How are you?
Very good. AM and the PM.
Thank you.
How can I help you?
Got a 3-year-old Brittany Spaniel that has never enjoyed 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten them out hunting and is very gun shy. Is there any condition? Is there anything can be done to get him less gun shy?
You know, I think there are training techniques, and again, your vet, or we can suggest somebody if you want to call us, but someone's going to have to train and recondition that dog. Whether it's going to be fixable or not at 3 years of age, I'm probably not the best one to say that, but I think it's probably an individual dog response, and if you get the right trainer, I think that you can probably at least give it a good try.
The advice from others has been, well, just get a cap gun and shoot a cap gun off every time he's eating.
Nah, I don't think that's right. No.
It doesn't sound quite right to me either. But yeah. Check with someone for some individual training on it.
Yeah, yeah. Or, you know, I assume you want to hunt with him. Is that true?
I do.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I would definitely do that. And sometimes they'll even put them on some kind of calming medication while they go through some training. And then as they wean away from training, they wean away from the drugs. And there's different ways to do it. But I know that at 3 years of age, it might be a tough one to change that behavior. But I think it's worth trying, obviously.
Okay? All right. Thanks, Dr. Doug.
Good luck.
All right, Craig, thank you for the call and for listening. We'll get one more in here, and then we'll be out of time. That'll be Lisa. Lisa, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. I love this segment. How are you?
Oh, Lisa, that's so sweet. Thank you very much.
I am AM and the PM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good. Dr. Doug, have got a 14-year-old dog. He's just kind of a blue heeler, Heinz mix mutt. Mm-hmm. And back in the spring, or back in the fall, he started having the stomach problems, and we had to put him on the chicken and rice, you know, homemade diet, mm-hmm. and because everything was not coming out like it should. And that kind of cleared up, but then they had done some tests and said that he probably needed an ultrasound on his liver, and that could have cost $400. We said no, and I said, well, what would you do if there was something on his liver? And they said, we would put him on this Denamarin. Does that ring a bell?
Sure.
Am I saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Denamarin, that's what I was thinking of.
Yeah. You know, Denamarin.
Let's go ahead and just put him on that for maybe three. God, is it expensive? I said, for like 3 months, and then you can take the test again. And he said, sure, that would be fine. What exactly does this Denamarin do?
You know, it's liver sparing, they call it, and it has the ability to help the body's liver kind of manage itself during this, whatever this episode is. Now, in a 14-year-old dog, I'm assuming you got some x-ray and some blood work. I'm just assuming that may or may not
correct.
Be true.
Yeah.
Okay, so if they didn't see any masses on the liver that were obvious, That's cool. A lot of times what we'll do, I assume the enzymes were up on the blood test for the liver?
Yeah, see a little, I think maybe a little something small on the ultrasound, I mean on his liver, but, you know, not big enough, like a big tumor or anything.
Well, I mean, the ultrasound would definitely help, you know, tell you whether there's a true mass on there, because that would be important to know. 14 years old, you know, it depends on the quality of the animal's condition, but you can't do surgeries. You can remove a single lobe of the liver. It's really easy to do, actually, and the dogs do great. So it's not as big a deal as it sounds like it. Liver is very forgiving. You can lose probably close to 70, 75% of the liver, maybe even more, and it can still perform do well. In fact, in China, when I was there recently, the little kids, they had a hospital just for kids. They have a genetic problem where their livers are messed up, and every one of these kids has to go through and get a partial liver transplant. And what they do is their families provide part of a liver, and it's they do fine, and the kids do fine. So that's an amazing organ. And, yeah, I think the ultrasound is correct. If you can justify it, but you can try first couple of weeks of the detomarin, and usually we add some ampicillin to that same kind of scenario, and you can ask your vet about that, because then if there is some kind of infectious component, you're covering all bases.
Can I ask one more quick question?
Sure.
We had put him on also an anxiety medication. It's trazodone, 100 milligrams, and he like would drink a gallon of water and pant. That shouldn't be happening, correct?
Not really. I haven't used that product in particular, so I don't know all the side effects. I could look them up. But, you know, just report that to your veterinarian. Those are the kind of things you need to report, and they can make adjustments to dosing or frequency of dosing, and that can help get away from some of those issues.
Benadryl works, so, you know.
Yeah.
Benadryl I was hoping would work, but it did not. But thank you so much. And
okay,
Frank, I love the show, and I also love Mike Evans' segment, too. It's just
Well, wonderful. We will never pass that along to him. He'll never hear that. So we cannot let him know that. But thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Thanks for calling. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, Bye-bye. Lisa. Bye-bye. There goes Lisa. Here comes the theme music. And as it does, gives me a chance. I see. Here comes the theme. There it is. Chance to remind you that Dr. Doug will be back next Wednesday. Thank you, folks, for jumping in and calling early. That's the way it's supposed to work. Doc, we'll see you next week.
Thank
okay?
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, brought to you by Window World. The number one selling replacement window in the United States for all kinds of great reasons. What a terrific value Window World is. It's nice when you get your money's worth, in some cases, more than your money's worth. Now, whenever I tell a story about something my wife said that could make her sound like she's not really bright, I'm reluctant to do it because I don't like that. I would hate for anybody to think that, you know, she's not very smart because, well, she knows that I have talked about Goodfeet for years. She knows that I went there years ago. She knows that it's a place you go when you're in pain, hoping that you'll be out of pain. Yet she still said to me, there's a trip coming up that she is going to take with our daughter. Our daughter will turn 30. So it's a mother-daughter trip, and it's going to require a lot of walking. Because chicks like to shop and, you know, see stuff. And she said, I think maybe I need to go into the Goodfeet store so my shoes will be more comfortable. And I said, what? She said, yeah, you know, I said, and then you got to be careful, you know, how you respond.
Yeah.
I said, well, that's not really, you know, what those inserts are for. They certainly do make people more comfortable who are in pain. Are you having foot pain? Are you like, no, I thought we'd be able to walk more, you know. And she's not even, like, blonde, though, naturally blonde. So she made a mistake. And then I didn't act like, you know, I didn't go, boy, you're stupid. You cannot do that if you're married. You can't. I said, no, good feet is where that, you know, that's where people go when they have pain. And hopefully that will alleviate the pain. So, you know, if you take this trip and you come back and got foot pain or leg pain, yep, we'll get you right in there. So here's the deal, folks. It's not a shoe store. You do keep your own shoes. It's not a place you go and get inserts or arch supports because you're going to be doing a lot of hiking or you're going to shop or go walking or something. It's a place you go when you're in pain and you don't want to be in pain. And yes, most of the people who go in, the pain is in their feet. But there have been thousands of people in this country since Good Feet has been around who went in there with knee pain or hip pain or back pain or even headaches, and the relief they were looking for was in a simple insert, arch support. Doesn't work for everything. You know, if you're having kidney failure and you've got a pain in your back, this is not going to be the answer. But it's amazing how many people have found pain and realized they would not have to be on painkillers. They were not going to have surgery because they found the answer in a simple insert arch support that sort of very slightly redistributed the weight that you're putting down on your feet. So give it a shot. It doesn't cost anything to go in there. You don't need an appointment. You tell them what hurts. They'll take a look, and maybe this is the answer you're looking for. There are two in the St. Louis area. There is a Good Feet store on Olive, west of 270, kind of catty-cornered across from Friday's. And there's one in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. GoodFeetSt.Louis.com.
All right, time for a check on traffic with Tori Lyons.
Traffic's brought to you by JCPenney. On the brakes, eastbound 270, Lindbergh to New Florissant, and southbound 270, 64 to Manchester. Usual volume out of the city, westbound 64, eastbound 64, and eastbound 70, bumper to bumper into the Poplar. There's more to love at JCPenney this Valentine's Day. Come in for great gifts at sweet prices, fine and fashion jewelry, hard fine jewelry, or Sephora fragrance sampler. Get in now and find what you love, JCPenney. I'm Tori Lyons, reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
SSM Health welcomes the St. Louis Golf Expo, February 9th through 11th at the St. Charles Convention Center. Get 14 rounds of golf while supplies last, presented by the Post-Dispatch. Don't miss our huge golf equipment sales. Info at stlgolfexpo.com.
Oh,
hey.
Let's get done with some business, Hill.
This is Tom from Salt and Smoke.
Okay.
Have you been to the Hamptons? It's cool. Jay-Z and stuff.
That's right, that's right.
You got barbecue back there? And you didn't invite me! Hurt my feelings!
Salt and Smoke now also has happy hour with $2 shots and barbecue sliders from 9 to 11 or 12 p.m. post-Meridian.
You said that with a straight face?
After Meridian.
Dukes and Soulard is throwing down this year for Mardi Gras, February 10th, offering a free admission heated tent with live music from 11 until close. Dukes' free tent will have tons of porta potties along with cash bars and food stands.
But that's not even it.
Step out of the Dukes tent into Mardi Gras' biggest, wildest, and craziest street party. Dukes and Soulard at the corner of Menard and Allen in the heart of Soulard's Mardi Gras. Dukes and Soulard was voted St. Louis' best bar and best sports bar in the 2017 RFT.
Finally, St. Louis, finally the wait is over for an upscale airport lounge that accommodates every type of traveler. I could not be more excited to be a member of the Wingtips Lounge, located in Terminal 2 at the St. Louis Lambert International Airport. Complimentary amenities include creative small bites, Caldi's coffee, organic teas, beer, wine, and spirits. The lounge features high-speed Wi-Fi, wireless printing capabilities, in-lounge restrooms, and power outlets at every seat. Wingtips offers single-visit passes or annual memberships. Stop by before your next flight.
Hey guys, Florida Man here. Make sure you catch all the action as the Morning After heads down to Jupiter, Florida, February 12th through the 16th for the Cardinals spring training. All of the spring training content is brought to you by Budweiser, the Post Sports Bar, JMH Law Firm, Grand Cru Cigars, DB Sports Bar, and Glen Ed Penske Truck Rental. Missed some of the show? Don't worry. All show segments are available for download at 590thefan.com. Come on in. The water's warm.
With only three home games left, you don't want to miss the action at Shea Fitz Arena on Saturday, February 10th, when Travis Ford leads the Billikens against LaSalle at 7 p.m. For tickets, visit SLUBillikens.com. It's the Billikens versus LaSalle, Saturday, February 10th at Shea Fitz Arena, the home court of Billikens basketball. Get your tickets now at SLUBillikens.com.
February is Customer Appreciation Month at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill, so stop by one of their 11 St. Louis area locations to celebrate. Hotshots will offer a different $5 food item each weekday, and every one of your menu favorites will be featured during the month. Sandwiches, burgers, pizzas, you'll have a chance to enjoy them all for just $5, man. Check out hotshotsnet.com to see when each menu item will be spotlighted. Thanks, as always, for making Hotshots your home for all the games, all the time, for over 25 years.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota.
Now we're going to jump right in here and give him every bit we can squeeze out to the top of the hour. He, of course, is Bill Cleveland, and he, too, is brought to you by Window World. What a product. What a value. Number one selling replacement window in the United States. Give it up for Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Hey, everyone. Good afternoon. How are you?
Great. Run with it. Where are we going?
We're
going
to take you to the Statue of Liberty today. Has anyone been inside the Statue of Liberty?
I have not.
No. I've never been to New York.
I've seen it, but I've never been in it.
No. I'm with you, Frank. I actually have not been inside the Statue of Liberty. It's something that I'd like to do, but haven't gotten there quite yet. But it is sort of interesting.
Have you been to New York?
Yes, but just short trips, like nothing. I haven't done a ton of exploring in New York. But Statue of Liberty, so it's actually difficult to get in because they don't have a lot of tickets each day. The Park Service only lets 240 people each day climb to the crown of the Statue of Liberty.
I would have thought it was a lot more people than
now
that.
There are 1,000 daily tickets available for the pedestal, but getting to the crown, like, that's, if you're going to do it, go big or go home, right? To go all the way to the crown. So you have to get those tickets very early if you want to do that. So once you're inside the Statue of Liberty, there's a museum that you can check out. If you are going to climb, you should probably be in pretty good shape. So there are 354 steps. That's the equivalent to 20 stories. So you have to climb 20 stories. It's, as you might imagine, it's very cramped.
Wow.
I think once you get to the top, the clearance is about 6 feet, just over 6 feet. And so, especially, in summer days, kind of hot and maybe not so comfortable. And then you add on all of the security measures that, so once you get there, obviously you have to have your driver's license and all that stuff, and you go through all the checkpoints and everything. So that could add maybe another hour, hour and a half or so. So you really have to be invested if you want to go and visit the Statue of Liberty. But they say the views from up top of New York City are absolutely incredible, and it's worth it if you want.
I'm sure, but you can get the even better view of the saying with an elevator. Go to the top of whatever the Empire State Building is called now. What's it called now? I don't even know.
I'm pretty sure it's still the Empire State Building.
Yeah. Oh, I don't.
You're thinking of the one in Chicago that changed.
Yep.
You're thinking of the
Sears
Tower.
It's
the Willis Tower.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Well, but that view, though, from the Statue of Liberty is thing. So a couple of just sort of interesting fun facts about Lady Liberty. She wears, her size shoe is 879. That's the shoe size for Lady Liberty.
That's bigger than Jane Lynch.
Yeah, the waistline around the Statue of Liberty is 35 feet.
Wow.
That's a big big waistline.
I mentioned MD health and wellness.
Yeah, absolutely. And once you get up inside of the crown, there are 25 windows there in the crown that you can see. And the seven spikes, does anybody know what the seven spikes on the crown of Statue of Liberty represent?
Well, I used to know, but I know.
Represents the seven oceans and the seven continents of the world.
Oh, we just did the continents on our test.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right.
It was iron infrastructure and copper exterior, and apparently, I need to do a little more research on this, but I guess it wasn't always that greenish color. So apparently it's gone through some damage over the years, but so it wasn't always that green color that we see on all the pictures or in person if you've seen it. So Statue of Liberty, Like I say, you want to do it, you better invest an entire day because it's going to take you a long time. And get on it early if you want to go because they do not allow a lot of people to check that out. So you want some more travel stuff, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. And I am Bill Cleveland on the road and on 590 The Fan.
Yes, you are. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bill Cleveland. Always enjoyable and always actually informative. I get some nice emails now from people who are planning vacations around.